Hello traders, this is the weekly market update podcast from the Pivot Broker. We start from the economics and, as usual, from the United States. Last week, we were informed that the inflation journey is not completely back in the ball. The CPI report published on Thursday came in much hotter than expected, with the month-on-month core rate growth at 0.3% for the second consecutive month. The super core rate also rose at roughly 0.4%, which is at 5-month high and indicates that the underlying inflation pressures in the US are not totally curbed. Even though the PPI report published on Friday was a little soft, but the Fed's narrative that inflation is completely under control is increasingly being questioned by market experts. On the job market front, the initial unemployment claims report showed a massive jump in the numbers, but we should not jump into conclusions as the terrible weather had its share in many forceful layoffs. Finally, the University of Michigan Consumer Sentiment Report published on Friday, which showed that the morale of the American consumer fell a little in October, while the inflation expectation edged up to 2.9%. As a whole, the data out of the US last week depicted a picture of a cooling economy, but with stubborn high inflation, and this was exactly what caused the gold bulls to return to the market and bid up the prices to near all-time high levels. Elsewhere in the world, in the New Zealand, the RBNZ, or the Reserve Bank of New Zealand, cut interest rates by 0.5% last week, as they said the economy is on path to witness a softer inflation and softer activities. This is the first cut since 2020, and it led to a weakening of the New Zealand dollar in the FX market. In Canada, the job market report published on Friday was much stronger than expected, as the unemployment rate went down to 6.5% and full-time jobs grew at a very strong rate. In the geopolitics arena, in the Middle East, the tensions between Iran and Israel continue to affect the markets as a whole, and as the whole world is waiting for the Israeli response to the massive Iranian missile attack on October the 1st. Meanwhile, the IDF is trying to secure a foothold on the southern Lebanon, but the reports suggest that the Hezbollah fighters are waging a tough guerrilla warfare there. For the next week, we will have the retail sales and FOMC members' speeches for the US, the employment and CPI reports from the United Kingdom. For the Eurozone, we will have a very important ECB, or European Central Bank, rate decision session, which will probably cut the interest rate once more. And in Canada and New Zealand, we will read the CPI reports, which will be important in deciding the next step in the monetary policy. Good luck.